Sorrow came awake as Bragoon touched their ear. He nodded toward the moving object, twitching his tail against the squirrel's footpaw. Sorrow prepared herself, knowing the signal well. One, two. On a third twitch, they both attacked, springing in the air and leaping forward. Both beasts threw themselves bodily on the thing. It squeaked aloud. Immediately, the ground came alive, squeaking and whistling. Hundreds of small shapes raised an enormous dust cloud as they fled. The captured one wriggled and bit madly, but it could not escape its captors. It was disguised by a cloak woven from tough, coarse grass. Bragoon and Sorrow swiftly wrapped it into a bundle, trapping the beast within. Sorrow drew a small blade.
Ha ha! Got ya, thief! Be still or I'll slay ya.
Bragoon crouched with his sword poised, defending his friends back against attack. Sorrow dragged the bundle inside the lean-to, rapping out orders to the trio, who were now awake.
Grab a hold of that! Jump on it if it tries to escape!
Springald and Fenner held the thing tight. Horty pulled off the covering. It was a small, goldish-brown, mouse-like beast, with a long tail and a white-furred stomach. Temporarily stunned, it lay gazing up at them through huge dark eyes. The otter came bounding in. Sword upraised, he menaced it.
Our food and water, where is it? Speak or die, robber.
The creature gave vent to a piercing cry. This was followed by a sound from outside, like hundreds of tiny drums. Sorrow stepped out of the shelter.
Cool me, Brush. Come and take a look at this, mates.
A billowing dust cloud was rising from footpaws drumming the earth. When it settled, 100 or more of the mouse-like beasts stood facing them. They all wore grass cloaks about their shoulders. Fenner whispered to Sorrow.
Good grief! What do we do now?
The older squirrel answered quietly out of the side of her mouth.
Say nothing. Leave this to me, mate.
Bragoon emerged from the shelter, dragging his prisoner by the tail. Hoisting the creature up, he swung the sword of Martin. The otter's voice roared out.
Give us back our food and water, or this sends a dead beast. Do you understand me? I'll slay him if you don't obey.
For an answer, they once again set up a loud drumming with their footpaws. Brrrr. Then they stood silent, watching Bragoon as the dust settled. The captive one glared fearlessly up at the otter.
Kill me! We are the gerbil rats give no beast water. Gee! Sooner give our blood than water.
Springall was surprised.
Rats? They're handsome little things. They've got beautiful big dark eyes. They look far too nice to be rats.
Sorrow turned fiercely on the mousemaid.
Just shut your mouth, miss. I don't care how nice they look. They've told you what they are. A rat's a rat, and that's that. Hold your tongue and leave the talking to Bragg.
The otter yelled back at the masked gerbil rats.
Ha! So you can understand me? Do you think I'm fooling?
He struck with the sword, snipping a whisker from the gerbil rat. As the drumming resumed, Bragoon raised his sword.
Next one takes this robber's head off. Give us our supplies!
Fenner whispered urgently to Horty.
He's not really going to chop off a defenceless creature's head, is he?
Horty shrugged.
Simple case of survival out here. Either we get the rations back or we peg out and perish, what?
The gerbil rat actually smiled at Bragoon.
I die, one less mouth to feed. That saves water. Kill me, river dog!
Sorrow sighed.
Don't give us much choice, does he?
The otter let his sword drop.
I never slew a helpless beast.
Sorrow winked.
I know, mate. We ain't murderers. Let me try.
Hauling the gerbil rat up by its ears, she dealt it a slap.
I know you ain't giving us our supplies back, but I'll slap you around till sunset if you don't tell me where water is.
Sorrow made a wavy motion describing a stream or river.
Water, like this.
She gave the beast a heavier slap.
Talk.
The gerbil rat shrugged.
2 days southeast, maybe. Don't know.
Sorrow struck again.
Then find out, because you're coming with us.